country. Now, we want to do it safely, but we also want to do it as quickly as possible.
The president on Fox Business Network. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr has his phone seized by the FBI.
The FBI seized Senator Burr's cell phone as the agency investigates his stock sales early in the coronavirus outbreak on suspicion of insider trading. Burr has said he relied on public information when he dumped as much as $1.7 million in stock and has requested a Senate ethics review.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Nearly 3 million more Americans have filed first-time unemployment claims. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues, and the search for raindrops goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we officially kick off the second hour, let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good today. How about yourself?
Very good. Well, honestly, didn't get much sleep. Anybody who listened to the first hour heard me ranting and just generally worried about the basic underlying liberties of this country and what makes us exceptional. So, yeah, that's where I'm at today.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, I don't know. My conspiracy theory nut self starting to kick up again, thinking, okay, this is bigger than the coronavirus. They're definitely trying to control us all.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. People are taking advantage of crisis. Well, not just this one. They have been for a while, and they'll do it in the future.
Well, I tell you what. All we can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward at this point in time.
Yeah,
speaking of one foot in front of the other, I got a new display in yesterday. Finally, the Mohawk let the reps get back to work, and he set the display up I've had for over a month sitting in the back with some incredible colors and just great looks on this waterproof laminate flooring.
Ooh, okay.
I like that idea.
Very good. Yeah, I was going to say that I think when times are tough, it's always good to sort of focus on getting your own house in order and yourself in order, and part of that is really, hey, I like to walk into a place where I really enjoyed, and part of that is the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And we are spending more and more time at home, so why not invest in the home at this point?
Absolutely.
And every floor we sell is going to be either completely waterproof, it's going to be extremely durable. We even have carpet that's waterproof. I mean, that's just crazy in itself.
Yes, that is.
So if you're looking for a floor, you really do need to pick up the phone. Call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. And, within a week, you got a new floor down.
Man, that's
absolutely
nice.
It's a great service, folks, especially that free and home consultation. And when you call 285-8117 to get in touch with Prattville Carpet, be sure to tell the team or Ray himself that you heard Ray here on News and Views.
And like I say, call us within a week, you got a floor down. Just that easy.
All right, awesome. Well, and put some ice on that back for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm fixing to walk back into the chiropractor right now.
All right. Appreciate it, Ray.
All right.
Take care, guys.
272-9228. I really appreciate Ray Bowles hopping on every morning. Great guy, great company, Prattville Carpet. Y'all check him out. Again, their number, 285-8117. Our number is 272-9228. If you want to get in, we'll continue going into this unmasking thing if you want to talk about it when you call us. But we got to move on to the General Flynn case. Also, the continuing saga of what happened with Jeff Sessions. Now a candidate for Senate, looking for his old seat back up against Tommy Tuberville. You know, I've been looking more and more into what exactly happened. In many ways, I think Sessions, like Flynn, got a raw deal. But it's good to remind yourself of what actually happened back then. And we have some of the clips, some of the tape to give that context. 272-9228. Second hour of News and Views officially begins in mere moments.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
In the house.
Jack Campbell calling in soon. He's been dealing with Bugsy this morning.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Sing it
from
eyes.
Across the sea.
Well, and the summer wind can't come soon enough because apparently it kills the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not completely. Don't need to take precautions, but.
A little vitamin D goes a long way.
272-9228. Before we really get into the meat of the second hour here, we've got stories about a certain senator who had his phone seized by the FBI. Well, the problem with shutting down even the unessential parts of the economy is that it creates havoc for the entire economy. We'll get into that. Mexico asked the United States a question.
Yes, they did.
A few days ago, that was quite fascinating. They want answers to a certain issue that popped up a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, we've got a grown man child now as a professor over at Auburn.
Yeah, what?
We'll get to it.
Joey.
We'll get to that guy. My goodness. You know, Auburn is my alma mater.
Yes.
But I need to watch it when we do that story because, you know, I'm not usually like the rah-rah, you better, you know, toe the line sort of thing. I like diversity of opinion.
Me
the
too.
Actual diversity that matters. Diversity of opinion. But this guy, you know, some people, they consider success an accomplishment in life. So the more they destroy their mind, the more they're succeeding. So we'll get to that fellow in a second. But folks, this part of the program, somebody who didn't destroy their mind, somebody who actually built an incredible business that's been serving the River Region, well, since 1977. James Cole, C.C. Cole, the whole Cole family over at Cole Plumbing, they've been doing incredible plumbing work for folks for decades now. And being homeowners themselves, family folks themselves, business owners, they understand when you have a plumbing problem, you got a problem.
Yep.
And even if it's a little problem, as I've been saying, water finds a way.
Always.
And it will find a way to make that little problem a very big problem. That's why you need to save in your phone. Not just later today, not tomorrow. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as long as you're not driving, 279-8919. That's the number for Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business, and they have this incredible proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to come into your home, your humble abode, and fix most, if not all, plumbing problems with minimal discomfort. It means they won't have to tear out that drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. Because they specialize in plumbing repairs with this proprietary technology, it's industry leading. They're able to provide these services, again, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. You don't have to, you know, destroy things in order to fix other things. You just want to fix the problem in the first place. So check them out today at coldplumbing.com. Again, that's coldplumbing.com. Whether your issues are big or small, they have you covered. And also, ask them about those tankless water heaters. That's a great new tech. I mean, it's not that new, but it's new enough.
Yeah, it's new.
Great
saves
stuff.
You money, saves you floor space. It's a great, great deal.
Absolutely. And, of course, remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cove.
279-8919, 279-8919. But, of course, you already saved that number, right? Thank you to James Cole, the whole Cole family, being a great sponsor here of News and Views. So where to begin? Should we begin with Mexico? Should
I like
we begin?
Mexico.
No, we want to do that one first.
I do.
Let's jump in because this is a few days old.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you might have heard about this, but this is from some right wing bastion because I'm a right wing nut now. Reuters, that right wing bastion of reporting. Reuters,
right?
World News is reporting on May the 8th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They put this down. Well. Online, not really on paper.
Okay.
At 4:18 in the afternoon of 2020, May 8th, it's about 6 days ago, by Dave Graham. Just giving full context.
Okay.
And here's the headline. Mexico asks U.S. for answers over historic gun-running Roe.
Hmm. I don't remember any controversy back like in the day on that.
I thought they meant like it's like the rowing competition.
Oh, the rowing?
And then you run with the guns and you shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Like a decathlon. Cool.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wait. I think they're talking about those movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the ones with Vin Diesel and the Rock, yep. And Statham.
Mm-hmm.
And was it, they got Paul Walker. There's
yep.
What was it called? It was about cars and yep. like big explosions.
Furiously Fast or something.
Fast and Furious.
That's it.
Fast and Furious. Those movies were great, but out of Mexico City, they're reporting that Mexico's president urged the United States to shed light on a gun-running sting that caused bilateral friction under the Obama presidency, questioning the behavior of past U.S. administrations, plural, so it's not just about
not just
Obama.
One, that's right.
For the third time this week, so he's probably,
third
again,
time?
Super serial. Like, you say things twice, yeah. Like, you do not disseminate this classified information
right.
When you guys, I'm asking. Well, this president of Mexico, he said it three times this week.
Jeez, he meant business.
So, AMLO, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he's the Mexican president, said his government would send a diplomatic note to Washington for information on the 2009 to 2011 operation known as Fast and Furious, a topic that has resurfaced in recent days amid a debate over historic U.S.-Mexico cooperation on security and possible corruption under previous administrations. Setting out to stop cross-border gun smuggling, the U.S. scheme allowed people to illegally buy arms in the U.S. and take them to Mexico so that the weapons could be tracked and lead law enforcement officials to drug cartel bosses. Some weapons were later blamed for gangland slayings in Mexico.
If I remember right, a DEA agent.
How could this be? A government that invades in this way, that flagrantly violates sovereignty, international laws, AMLO, the Mexican president said in his daily news conference. To avoid a repeat, the matter needed to be cleared up, said López Obrador, who noted that President Donald Trump had last year been respectful to Mexico in discussions over joint cooperation following two major security incidents. Mexican politicians are still arguing over how much its government knew about Fast and Furious at the time. So AMLO brought up the gun-running scheme on Monday, I guess this was last week, when discussing the case of Genaro Garcia Luna, Mexico's security minister from 06 to 2012, who was arrested in the U.S. in December and charged with drug trafficking offenses. As security minister, this beaut, had spearheaded a crackdown on drug gangs under Felipe Calderon. So, essentially, folks, Fast and Furious is being brought back to light, not because of anything Trump's doing, necessarily, but because the Mexican president and the Mexican new Mexican government want answers.
Right. Can you blame them?
Right.
You guys let guns come over here illegally?
Right. And by the way, Eric Holder wants everybody to know that what William Barr is doing is just shredding the Constitution, institutional norms, and rule of law. But Eric Holder was, I mean, he was on the up and up, man.
Oh, dude, straight up.
Right, and I'm pretty sure it was Holder. I'm sure Loretta Lynch was completely on the up and up. I'm sure Jeff Sessions was always on the up and up.
Bill Clinton.
I'm sure Mukasey for Bush was always a perfect gentleman in upholding the objective rule of law. And I'm sure Janet Reno. I mean, talk about a beaut.
No.
Or so
she
to speak.
She is the law.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that Waco doc or Waco drama kind of doc has been put out there again? That's interesting.
I'm going to start watching that one. I hadn't started.
It's not like the guys they went after were necessarily people I'd want to hang around.
Right.
It seemed like a little excessive, to put it mildly. Maybe too mildly.
I think there's money in there somewhere.
And we can go back to, wasn't Jack Kennedy's brother his AG?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wonder, all these AGs over the years. I've been looking for this rule of law thing that's completely removed from politics.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
It depends on who the AG is, I think.
I remember James Comey saying that about the Justice Department, law enforcement, the independence of the FBI. I thought the problem, James, under Hoover, they were too independent.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the problem for the CIA under Dulles is that they were too independent. I thought the problem that we understood, everybody understood, under Nixon is that these intelligence powers were ripe for abuse if they had not already been abused. So, Huh. It's interesting how the rule of law only seems to be in trouble when the other folks are in town. 272-9228. So we'll see if there's any follow-up on this Fast and Furious story. But it is...
Well, how many times did he ask this week? Three?
Three, yeah. Three.
The man wants an answer.
He's super, super serial about it. And then here comes, like, it's something that we knew would happen, something that didn't need to happen, in my humble opinion. I think we could have dealt with this pandemic in a more reasonable way.
Okay.
But values tend to lead to your practical actions. You can't live in a vacuum absent your values. So here's what's happening. When you shut down even so-called unessential parts of the economy, it will spread like another type of economic virus throughout not just the economy here in the United States, but the world. And what is happening here? This is from the Wall Street Journal as of, I believe, yesterday. Soaring prices, rotting crops. Coronavirus triggers global food crisis. Processing and transportation breakdowns, panic buying threaten vulnerable nations, a food crisis, and yet we still have lots of food. It's hit the world at a time of plentiful harvest and ample food reserves. And really, the technology is quite remarkable. We're able to feed more and more people with less and less land use.
Yep.
It is quite amazing. Yet a cascade of protectionist restrictions, this is, again, the Wall Street Journal, and I tend to agree in free trade, and it's not just here, protectionist restrictions around the world.
Yes.
So protectionist restrictions, transport disruptions, and processing breakdowns have dislocated the global food supply and put the planet's most vulnerable regions in particular peril. You can have a food crisis with lots of food. That's where the situation is. A senior economist at the UN for their food agriculture organization is saying prices for staples such as rice and wheat have jumped in many cities, in part because of panic buying set off by export restrictions imposed by countries eager to ensure sufficient supplies at home. Trade disruptions and lockdowns are making it harder to move product from farms to markets, processing plants and ports, leaving some food to rot in the fields. At the same time, more people around the world are running short of money as economies contract and incomes shrivel or disappear. Currency devaluations in developing nations that depend on tourism or depreciating commodities like oil have compounded those problems, making imported food even less affordable. This is, it is, when you mess with the economy in this way, the ramifications can be massive, and we're starting to see that happen. I hope we get out of this quickly, but we'll see. We will see.
We will see.
But of course, a lot of folks are not letting this crisis go to waste. It means we got to spend more money and more money and more money. All right. So I'm glad we're opening up slowly but surely, opening up safely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of work, I decided to follow on the Book of Faces, Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Yeah.
And as I've been looking at Mr. Hairy Legs, I just want to see, you know, what's Biden putting out there?
Sure.
It's sort of his campaign.
That's interesting.
Rhetoric. And what I saw yesterday, I just found it remarkable. Here's Joe Biden posting an article from Vox.
Okay.
How's it shaking, Ezra Klein? 60 days into the coronavirus crisis, the White House does not have a plan, a framework, a philosophy, or a goal. Real presidents lead, writes Joe Biden. Reality TV presidents don't. So the White House doesn't have a plan. So what was all the gating requirements and the phase 1, 2, 3 recommendations, along with a task force and kind of a centralizing backstop to provide things like ventilators and PPE? And
Then we have stimulus money going out.
So that admiral I've been seeing so often, he's just up there twiddling his thumbs?
Apparently.
Huh.
America's war again.
Well, and they don't even have a philosophy or a goal. I mean, according to Vox and Joe Biden.
Well, you know.
I mean, they don't even have, like, a basic, like, they don't even care if people live or die. They're just up there playing. Trump's up there, you know, watching TV.
Well, what Trump's
yelling at the screen?
What Trump's going to say is, if he were to read that
ridiculous.
Now,
he didn't write this. You know, somebody wrote this for him.
Oh, right. But it's just, well, actually, literally here, somebody else did write this, and Biden just captioned, "Real presidents lead, reality TV presidents don't." But the White House does have a philosophy. They do have a goal.
I thought we're working a plan here.
They are working a practical plan. And you might disagree with the plans. There might have been robust disagreement within the government.
Sure.
As usually is the case with complex, pressing issues.
Yes.
But this is so often the tactic, that if I disagree with your plan, your philosophy, your goals, then I'm just going to assume you're an evil ignoramus who sometimes is also an evil genius that we must fear deeply, and really, you just don't believe in anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But that's what Biden was throwing out there. And my question, I guess, to folks out there, 272-9228, is, do you think this is going to work? Do you think Biden is the man for the hour?
I got to go with a big no.
Yeah. No, but think about it honestly. Do you think Biden could...
No. I mean,
No, but really, think about it, Eddie.
I do.
I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Do you really think Joe Biden has a chance against Trump? I don't want your knee-jerk partisan answer.
Okay.
I want you to take 5 seconds here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5, 1, go.
I thought of all possible scenarios and no.
No. Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
And let's go to a debate, and 10 minutes in, I think we could walk away and say, all right, well, we thought this was going to happen, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's go Trump train.
We shall see. Biden's got a lot of answers to give, because he's been shown to be an unmasker.
I would put a check on the fact that Barron Trump could take on Biden in a debate.
Yeah, you think
and
so?
And mop the floor with his butt, yeah.
Oh, wow, huh? That's quiet.
And then do some push-ups.
272-9228. Folks, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Kim Williams, the whole team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage, and what they can offer you coming up. But let's hit this break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More News and Views after this.
I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the day.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, right there in Pepper Tree on Vaughan Road.
We're glad to announce that our showrooms are now open again. We're all staying safe and we're staying well, but our showrooms are open as well as drive-up service you like. We're going to continue our offer through the end of May of free battery changes for anybody in the community. So stop by and visit us for any of your gifting needs or anything we can help you with repair-wise or otherwise at Marguerite's. We're open and come see us. We're on Vaughan Road and we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Danny at High Caliber Guns and Pawn in beautiful Prattville, Alabama, right there on South Memorial Drive. He's gone crazy again. What's up with this guy? With certain gun purchases, you're going to get ammunition absolutely free. Did you hear me? Absolutely free. Now, listen, they're open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 till 6. And you know what? They are an FFL transferee as well. Make sure, by all means, just stop by High Caliber Guns in Prattville.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368, an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones here and go to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm taking it easy today. Been busy. But, you know, Obama put the sanctions on Russia on December 28th. And just to poke the bear, you know.
Sure.
And then he had, I don't know if it's him or whoever, but they asked Kislyak to call Flint. And then that's why they unmasked him on the 28th. So it was a setup and an entrapment from the get-go.
Right.
As far as, you know, they wanted, they were hoping he would say something, but Flynn called the, you know, somebody in the Trump, you know, pre-administration, and they said, you know, told him, there's no real, don't worry about it, we're going to take the sanctions off. So they were even plotting way back then. But the reason they don't want Trump in is because they're going to find out everybody's little dirty secrets. And that's why they have gone to the length that they have gone to try and take him out. As you know, they were hoping that they could impeach him.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm actually looking, people are putting together these timelines now that we have this unmasking list.
Uh-huh.
And the unmasking on January the 7th, 2017, this is after Trump has been briefed by Comey at Trump Tower about the Steele dossier. This is after that Oval Office meeting, after Strzok says, hey, keep that Flynn investigation open. That's when James Clapper, you know, yeah, James Clapper, the bald guy who lied to Congress multiple times.
That guy?
Yeah. Michael Dempsey, one of his deputies, and Stephanie O'Sullivan, another deputy, all at the ODNI, Office of Director of National Intelligence, they all asked for an unmasking request on January the 7th. And this is when people believe the leak started to happen. The initial Flynn-Kislyak leak was not to David Ignatius, but to a Washington Post reporter named Adam Entos, or Entos.
Yes.
And the leak came directly from, quote, sources who saw a transcript and described it to this reporter.
And then the Andrew guys turned it over to Ignatius later.
Right.
He wrote another story.
Right.
About that. But, you know, talking about the gun running with Mexico, you know, Obama and Hillary were running guns in Benghazi. That's what happened. That's why that went south. And that's why they didn't come and rescue those guys. They didn't want any...
Yes.
any leaks to come out about what... why Chris Stevens was really there.
Yeah, there was a so-called rat line coming from Libya where there were obviously not just a no-fly zone, but weapons brought and other assets, equipment brought to bear in Libya. And so they're taking those weapons and starting to funnel it into Syria. And by the way, Flynn didn't like that sort of thing.
Really?
It's part of why he was unpopular.
You say he's got some scruples?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, when Flynn testified that Al-Qaeda was not on the run, Obama fired him.
Yep.
And the other thing is, the reason they wanted to invade Libya, wasn't that the mass destruction place or something? I don't know. Was that the country? I don't remember. But anyway, somebody absconded with all the gold that Libya had.
Oh, somebody did. Well, I mean, whoever did it, it's a smart move. I mean,
Well, I'm sure.
Right. And who am I to turn down the free gold?
Right.
I'm sure it was Hillary Clinton and friends that ended up with the gold, et cetera. And
I mean, Donald Sutherland did it with the Nazis.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Great movie.
And then the other thing was it's been rumored that Hillary Clinton and Obama created ISIS. And, I just don't trust anything that they've done. I don't think trust anybody since they shot JFK. I think he saw how bad the CIA was such a shadow government and had gotten too much power to, you know, they were out of control. There was no oversight over them. And there's going to be so much more. There's human trafficking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's
pedophilia.
A lot. There's a lot to get to.
Huh?
There's a lot. There's a lot to uncover.
I mean, it's going to be... you will probably be nauseated when you find out everything that's been going on.
Oh, I'm preparing myself to be bumfuzzled. And before you keep going, Flower Child,
I know. I got it.
No, but I want to bring in my my co-host, my confidant here.
Oh.
Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Eddie Bader.
How you doing?
Say hi to Flower Child, Jack.
Well, Flower Child, I wish I knew your real name.
Now, if you replay that, Joey, you tell him.
Oh, yeah, I know your first name.
Joey told me you slipped up yesterday, but I didn't notice it.
Yeah, I did. I normally wouldn't have done that, but I was trying to make phone calls with my mother, you know, in the cars and stuff like that. And I was, you just don't know how aggravating a day can be when you're trying to get a 91-year-old lady to all these different places and everything like that, and she can't hear, and on and on and on, and it, you know, things are just frustrating sometimes.
Yep.
So that's why I did flub up. But ask Jay if he can bleep that part out.
Too late. I've got it on the internet, and I'm selling it to the highest bidder.
Right.
Hey, now, Jack, I don't think they quite understood, but I predicted that you had a Group B strep in your leg, and you just said it was some sort of strep.
It was a strep, yeah.
And then they didn't tell you. They didn't tell you it was Group B.
No.
Okay. That's what normally.
Well, they may have, but it just went over my head.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about all I've got to say. It's just, okay. It's so overwhelming how bad the situation has gotten. And the reason they were so lackadaisical was because they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. You know, you
that's right.
That, mm-hmm. You would hope to think that our intelligence agencies were smarter than they are. And it's just taken 3 years to get to it. And of course, you know who I think is responsible for us getting there now.
Really, there you go.
Mm-hmm. The submarine sessions that, you know, he appointed all these people. There's even FBI agents that Huber's overseeing in Little Rock, Arkansas, investigating the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I mean, oh, we'll see because... that. Sorry, Jack, say that again.
I said I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going down, you know. I called Greg the other day. I don't know how he does those songs, you know.
Right.
But you know that song, Going to the Chapel to Get Married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I said, see if you can't do something like going to Gitmo to get hung.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bad, but what they have done to America is just... And I don't understand why more patriots don't step up and say, this is enough. You're taking away every one of our rights.
Well, they do need to wake up or else they're going to lose a lot more sleep like I did last night.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a quick programming note, Jeff Sessions, who's at the center of a lot of this, now that we look back in 2017, he'll be on the Dan Moore Show at 12:05. So stay great. Tuned, Flower Child.
Yeah, I will. And ask him if Trey Gowdy and Good Lat and him... are going to have anything to do with the prosecuting of these treasonous people. He'll probably say no comment. But
right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
272-9228. Jack, we need to hit...
Who wound her up today?
I think it was her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was a little wound up in that first hour, wouldn't you say, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty wound up.
Well, when I talked to you last night, you were real wound up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had to censor myself on air. Yeah, Jack got the real thing. But here, before we hit this break, East has been holding for a while. So, East of the Rockies, welcome to the show.
Hey, listen, I tell you what, this has been the 10 o'clock hour. It's been great. I love Ray Bowles. And then I got to hear from Flower Child. And that she takes care of her 91-year-old mother even makes me appreciate that lady more. But look, I need your opinion, and I want to give an opinion. First, Jack, this is for you. I think that Joey should put Tears for Fears, Mad, Mad World into his bumper rotation. I think that's a great song.
This is a good song.
And yeah, so that's my opinion. And Joey, mm-hmm. I would like your opinion, Eddie, Jack. Joey, I happen to think that you handled this, the gentleman that called in about his disease, the right way. When people share their opinions, whether we like them or not, is it not our responsibility as a free people to either answer or ignore those people and not depend on the government to do it for us?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But I don't hear enough people, embracing that. They ought to do something about somebody saying such and such. And it's like, who is they?
Right. Right, and it's obvious who the problem is. Obvious. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing that has gotten me over the years. I've gotten in discussions with people about different things, and they would say, you can't say that. Well, I just did.
Right.
Of course I can say it.
I love when people
now,
say that.
You don't have to agree with it, but I said it.
Right.
Right. And it's why freedom is the best policy. It might be the least worst option, you could put it that way, but the other options are much, much worse. East, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, take care, bud.
272-9228. Jack, it's good to see your smiling face.
Good to see your smiling face, Joey.
Yeah, yeah. And I was worked up last night.
He wasn't smiling earlier.
Oh, yeah, I was... Yeah. Jack knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, we talked last night twice, and
you didn't talk
he was getting
off
more
the
wound up each call.
Well, more
said,
news.
Jack, I'm afraid I'm going to cuss on the air.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to join us. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
Could I say one thing? You know, Wayne called in yesterday, the hatchet man
mm-hmm.
who hit me in the head. Joey, during the break, give Eddie my cell number. If he doesn't have it, and just in case, Wayne calls, I want him to have my number.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well, more news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues, and the search for raindrops goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, the whole team over there. They're great friends at this point, and they do a fantastic job. And actually, I know several of our listeners have called Alabama Home Mortgage already.
Yes.
But actually, folks, if you've called them already, if you've already purchased or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage in the past, it's time to give them a call again. You could actually be saving even more money with today's interest rates. Especially, you know, the market has been volatile, so there's the potential for rates really falling here.
Yes.
This is really, really repeat business, by the way. They'll cover the cost of your appraisal as a thank you for your
business. Nice.
That's really good stuff.
That's a good savings, dude.
But maybe you're a first-time home buyer or you're looking to get in, looking on the market, get that running. You get pre-approved first, Or if you're a current homeowner and you're looking to refinance at great rates, you don't have to be repeat business, always first time. Let Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams show you that there is a difference in mortgage lenders. Before you pick up a 1-800 lender or use some app or website, why not use a great local place that folks keep going to time and time again? Don't call a bank or a credit union. If you're looking for a mortgage, call Alabama Home Mortgage. Their number is 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. So right now, if you're dreaming of buying while you're renting, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place for you to go. I really appreciate Kim Williams, the whole team over there, being a great sponsor of News and Views and this hour of News and Views.
Great people, man.
In particular, 272-9228. So, Jack, I was digging more into this so-called session saga yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I found one clip that can serve two purposes here, two purposes. Jeff Sessions, in a hearing, he was asked, and we've wondered this, what was the specific reason he had to recuse himself? This has been clearly brought up in the campaign. And for a while, it's more just been kind of the shorthand of, well, the professionals and the rules said I had to. Well, Senator Richard Burr asked Jeff Sessions that exact question at a hearing near the end of 2017. Let's listen in to what Jeff Sessions had to say.
What are the specific reasons that you chose to recuse yourself?
Well, the specific reason, Mr. Chairman, is a CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, put out by the Department of Justice, part of the Department of Justice rules, and it says this. I'll read from it. 28 CFR 45.2. Mm-hmm. Unless authorized, no employee shall participate in a criminal investigation or prosecution if he has a personal or political relationship with any person involved in the conduct of an investigation. It goes on to say for political a political campaign, and it says if you have a close identification with an elected official or candidate arising from service as a principal advisor, you should not participate in an investigation of that campaign. Many have suggested that my recusal is because I felt I was a subject of the investigation myself, that I may have done something wrong, but this is the reason I recused myself. I felt I was required to under the rules of the Department of Justice, and as a leader of the Department of Justice, I should comply with the rules, obviously.
Okay, so laid out the rule there. Okay. It wasn't perfectly clear to me, but he is citing a specific rule as we look it up ourselves. But Senator Burr, who, by the way, had his phone seized by the FBI because of those insider trading allegations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the FBI showed up and said, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Give us your phone. Now. You don't even have time to put your bathrobe on, Mr. Burr. You're looking good with that beard, though. Give us your phone.
I got to hit that delete button. Hold on.
Yeah. So they're investigating him for insider trading. But Burr asked a follow-up of Sessions, and this is where it was interesting to me.
So did your legal counsel basically know from day one you would have to recuse yourself of this investigation because of the current statute?
Well, I do have a timeline of what occurred. I was sworn in on the 9th, I believe, of February. On the 10th, had my first meeting to generally discuss this issue where the CFR was not discussed. We had several other meetings, and it became clear to me over time that I qualified as a significant principal advisor-type person to the campaign.
And why that's interesting, here's why. He said he's sworn in on the 9th. He has that briefing. I'm just giving it back to y'all. Mm-hmm. Briefing with top advisors on the 10th.
Right.
And they don't bring up the rule just yet. Well, what happens is the story about Jeff Sessions meeting with Kislyak is dropped on March the 1st. Hmm. The next day... March the 2nd is when Jeff Sessions recuses himself. So my question is, the article on March the 1st about Sessions meeting with Kislyak,
mm-hmm.
is that over time he came to understand he had to follow this rule as the head of the department, that he can't investigate something that he had political ties to. But it's interesting how when the press says, oh, you met with a Russian, you said you didn't meet with any Russians, that the next day he decides, I got to follow this rule.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And so my question is, did you do it because of the rule or because the press? I'm going to give him his due, Jeff Sessions' due. Did you do it because of the rule, or was the rule the fallback kind of excuse when you realize you're in a rumor and innuendo trap? I'm not alleging any wrongdoing on Sessions' part with Kislyak. I think that's a bunch of nonsense.
Right.
And I think he was caught up in a rumor and innuendo trap. And honestly, I think when he answered Frank in the way he did, he kind of set himself up to fall into the trap. But he did fall into rumor and innuendo traps. That's the part where he just got screwed. And it wasn't fair to him. But I do find that interesting. Over time, he came to understand he had to follow this rule, but it's interesting how he decided he had to follow the rule right after he gets caught in this rumor innuendo trap.
But I still don't understand quite why. I know he's a Boy Scout and all that, but I don't understand why he didn't stand up. I just disagree with the fact that him... I feel like he was pressured, but at the same time, he could have stood up and didn't. And that's to this day why I have an issue with Jeff Sessions.
All right, so he doesn't admit in the hearings that he met with Kislyak.
Right.
He said, no, I didn't have any contact.
Right.
Then they come back to him and say, well, you did. You had a meeting with him. And I think that scared him into recusing himself.
Right, and he's sworn in on the 9th of February. He meets with folks on the 10th. They don't mention the rule. And as he told Senator Burr there in that hearing, over time, I realized I had to follow that rule. But it is March the 1st when they say, you did have a meeting with Kislyak. And it is March the 2nd when he goes out there and recuses himself.
I like Jack's theory.
Citing the rule, not the meeting with Kislyak.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
So it's interesting how all that played out. But, I mean, we got to hit a break here. But Sessions, I think, was done wrong in the suggestion, the rumor and innuendo trap. And actually here, to give him his due, here is what he said opening in his hearing. It's a pretty fiery defense. We'll play this, go to a break, and be right back. More news and views after this.
The suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process is an appalling and detestable lie.
I really love you, baby. I love what you've
got. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road next to Family Dollar.
2 years from now, got any plans? I don't. But 2-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card and safe contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Absolutely nothing has been normal about this graduation season. Let Rick's Jewelers help honor the extraordinary class of 2020 with a memorable gift. Surprise your graduate with a timeless piece of jewelry or a gift certificate to use on any item in the store. Congratulations, graduates, from your friends at Rick's Jewelers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on? United.
As we face new struggles, rest assured we are open and here for you. We are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers. All of our trucks and hand tools are treated and sprayed with